Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 10. There are 5 parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question 1. What is Sarah going to buy for her mother's birthday?
What are you doing after school today, Sarah?
I'm going to the shops to get something for Mum.
Well, don't get her soap, because I've got her that.
OK, I think I'll get her a scarf. She said she liked one in...
Michael has bought her that scarf.
Oh. OK, I'll get her perfume then. Again.
Now, listen again.
What are you doing after school today, Sarah?
I'm going to the shops to get something for Mum.
Well, don't get her soap, because I've got her that.
OK, I think I'll get her a scarf. She said she liked one in...
Michael has bought her that scarf.
Oh. OK, I'll get her perfume then. Again.
Two. Where did Harry stay during the summer holidays?
I had an amazing summer holiday.
Really? Where did you go?
I went to the mountains. There wasn't much snow at that time of year, but there was a lot to do.
Did you stay in your grandparents' house in the mountains?
No, that's too small for all of us. We thought about staying at the mountain hotel, but it was too expensive.
So you didn't stay in a hotel?
Well, yes and no. We stayed in a castle, which is now a hotel. It was a wonderful old building.
Now, listen again.
I had an amazing summer holiday.
Really? Where did you go?
I went to the mountains. There wasn't much snow at that time of year, but there was a lot to do.
Did you stay in your grandparents' house in the mountains?
No, that's too small for all of us. We thought about staying at the mountain hotel, but it was too expensive.
So you didn't stay in a hotel?
Well, yes and no. We stayed in a castle, which is now a hotel. It was a wonderful old building.
Three. How much are the plane tickets?
OK, so now I've just got to pay for our tickets. Can you give me my card?
Here you are. How much are they?
They're not expensive. They're £90 for the 4 of us.
£19? That is cheap.
No, £90.
Oh, I think that's quite expensive.
Well, it's a long journey.
Now, listen again.
OK, so now I've just got to pay for our tickets. Can you give me my card?
Here you are. How much are they?
They're not expensive. They're £90 for the 4 of us.
£19? That is cheap.
No, £90.
Oh, I think that's quite expensive.
Well, it's a long journey.
Four. What is Holly waiting for?
What's the matter, Holly? You look cold.
I am. I'm very cold.
Why?
I've been outside in the cold for 30 minutes.
Are you waiting for a bus?
What? No. I'm waiting for a lift from a friend, but she hasn't come.
What does she drive?
She doesn't drive anything. She's got a motorbike.
She sometimes gives me a lift on the back.
Well, if she comes, you'll be even colder.
Now, listen again.
What's the matter, Holly? You look cold.
I am. I'm very cold.
Why?
I've been outside in the cold for 30 minutes.
Are you waiting for a bus?
What? No! I'm waiting for a lift from a friend, but she hasn't come.
What does she drive?
She doesn't drive anything. She's got a motorbike. She sometimes gives me a lift on the back.
Well, if she comes, you'll be even colder.
Five. What time does the film start?
Come on, we're going to be late.
No, we're not. We've got lots of time. It's only 2:45.
But the film starts at 3:15 and it takes half an hour to get to the cinema.
It starts at 4:45.
Oh.
We can walk there and get drinks and sweets before it starts.
Now, listen again.
Come on, we're going to be late.
No, we're not. We've got lots of time. It's only 2:45.
But the film starts at 3:15 and it takes half an hour to get to the cinema.
It starts at 4:45.
Oh.
We can walk there and get drinks and sweets before it starts.
That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling students about a school trip.
Okay, can you listen for a few minutes? I want to tell you about the next school trip. Every year, we go to the water park in the town. This year, we're going on the 21st of June. That's a Saturday. The trip costs £15, but everything at the park is free. You must pay before the end of next week. Give your money to the geography teacher, Mr. Bell. That's B-E-L-L. On the day of the trip, the buses leave the school at 8:30. And we return to the school at 4:30, 4:30. So that's everything. Oh, no, sorry. One more thing. I said everything is free. That's all the rides and the pools. But you must bring your lunch or you won't have anything to eat. Thank you.
Now, listen again.
Okay. Can you listen for a few minutes? I want to tell you about the next school trip. Every year, we go to the water park in the town. This year, we're going on the 21st of June. That's a Saturday. The trip costs £15, but everything at the park is free. You must pay before the end of next week. Give your money to the geography teacher, Mr. Bell. That's B-E-L-L. On the day of the trip, the buses leave the school at 8:30, and we return to the school at 4:30, 4:30. So that's everything. Oh, no, sorry. One more thing. I said everything is free. That's all the rides and the pools. But you must bring your lunch or you won't have anything to eat. Thank you.
That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Kim talking to her friend Ben about a film which they have seen.
I thought that was really good.
It was. I'm glad I went.
You didn't want to go.
No, I didn't. Because you said it was a film about space, and I hate stories about people from other planets who come to Earth and...
Yes, but it wasn't about people from other planets.
No. It was about one astronaut from Earth who has to live on another planet on her own.
Yes, that's right. But I've forgotten. Why did all the other astronauts take off and leave her?
She didn't come back to the spaceship at the correct time. She had an accident in her special car.
So they thought she was dead?
No, but they couldn't wait any longer. They were following a timetable.
Of course. She didn't have much food when the other people left.
No, but she had an answer to that problem.
Yes, she started a farm and grew food.
Yes, that part was really good. There was a lot of interesting science.
I didn't understand that, but I loved seeing all the plants growing in the plastic houses.
I love the part where the astronauts find out that she is not dead.
I thought that was silly.
Why?
Well, they turned the spaceship round and they went back to the planet.
Yes, they went to pick her up.
I know, but that's silly. They could turn the spaceship round, but they didn't have all the information in their spaceship computer to go back to the planet.
Right.
So do you like films about space now?
But this film wasn't about space and spaceships.
Well, it was about astronauts.
No, it wasn't.
So what was it about?
You can find an answer to any problem. It's a lesson for people living on Earth.
Now, listen again.
I thought that was really good.
It was. I'm glad I went.
You didn't want to go.
No, I didn't. Because you said it was a film about space. And I hate stories about people from other planets who come to Earth and...
Yes, but it wasn't about people from other planets.
No, it was about one astronaut from Earth who has to live on another planet on her own.
Yes, that's right. But I've forgotten. Why did all the other astronauts take off and leave her?
She didn't come back to the spaceship at the correct time. She had an accident in her special car.
So they thought she was dead?
No, but they couldn't wait any longer. They were following a timetable.
Of course. She didn't have much food when the other people left.
No, but she had an answer to that problem.
Yes, she started a farm and grew food.
Yes, that part was really good. There was a lot of interesting science.
I didn't understand that, but I loved seeing all the plants growing in the plastic houses.
I love the part where the astronauts find out that she is not dead.
I thought that was silly.
Why?
Well, they turned the spaceship round and they went back to the planet.
Yes, they went to pick her up.
I know, but that's silly. They could turn the spaceship round, but they didn't have all the information in their spaceship computer to go back to the planet.
Right.
So do you like films about space now?
But this film wasn't about space and spaceships.
Well, it was about astronauts.
No, it wasn't.
So what was it about?
You can find an answer to any problem. It's a lesson for people living on Earth.
That is the end of part three. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a teacher talking to her class. What history homework must the students do this evening?
Okay, can you all look at page 80 in your history book? I'd like you to do exercises 1 to 4 on that page. I don't want you to do the last exercise, number 5, on page 80. We're going to look at that tomorrow. We'll go through the exercises tomorrow morning. Okay? Any questions?
Now, listen again.
Okay, can you all look at page 80 in your history book? I'd like you to do exercises 1 to 4 on that page. I don't want you to do the last exercise, number 5, on page 80. We're going to look at that tomorrow. We'll go through the exercises tomorrow morning. Okay? Any questions?
You will hear a boy, William, talking to his mother. What has he done this morning?
Are you nearly ready for school, William?
Nearly.
Have you cleaned your teeth yet?
No, I haven't.
Have you put all your books in your school bag?
No, I'm going to do that now.
So, what have you done?
I've had breakfast.
Okay, well, quickly, do the other things. It's time to go.
Okay.
Now, listen again.
Are you nearly ready for school, William?
Nearly.
Have you cleaned your teeth yet?
No, I haven't.
Have you put all your books in your school bag?
No, I'm going to do that now.
So, what have you done?
I've had breakfast.
Okay, well, quickly, do the other things. It's time to go.
Okay.
You will hear a teacher talking to one of his students called Grace. Why wasn't she at school yesterday?
Grace, there you are.
Yes, sir. Sorry I didn't come to school yesterday.
That's okay. Your mother phoned and said you couldn't come.
Yes, I'm sorry, sir. It was the train.
Oh, I see. You missed the train.
No, I got on the train, but it stopped at Newton. There was an accident further on at Barton.
So, what happened?
They said we couldn't go on, so I called my mother and she said to come home.
But the trains are running again today?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, listen again.
Grace, there you are.
Yes, sir. Sorry I didn't come to school yesterday.
That's okay. Your mother phoned and said you couldn't come.
Yes, I'm sorry, sir. It was the train.
Oh, I see. You missed the train.
No, I got on the train, but it stopped at Newton. There was an accident further on at Barton.
So, what happened?
They said we couldn't go on, so I called my mother and she said to come home.
But the trains are running again today?
Yes.
Okay.
You will hear a father talking to his daughter, Anna. What will the weather be like tomorrow?
Dad, have you seen anything about the weather tomorrow?
What do you mean?
Well, is it going to be hot or cold, sunny or raining?
It's sunny and hot now.
Yes, but will it be tomorrow? I want to go to the park with Lily.
Let me check my phone. Okay. Well, it says cloudy, light rain.
Okay, I can still go if I take my coat.
Yes, I think so.
Now, listen again.
Dad, have you seen anything about the weather tomorrow?
What do you mean?
Well, is it going to be hot or cold? Sunny or raining?
It's sunny and hot now.
Yes, but will it be tomorrow? I want to go to the park with Lily.
Let me check my phone. Okay. Well, it says cloudy, light rain.
Okay, I can still go if I take my coat.
Yes, I think so.
You will hear a mother talking to her son, George. What does she want him to do?
Can you help me here, George?
Yes, okay.
I can't carry all this.
Okay. What do you want me to take? The glasses?
No, I'll take the glasses.
The plates?
No, can you bring the knives and the forks?
Okay.
Now, listen again.
Can you help me here, George?
Yes, okay.
I can't carry all this.
Okay. What do you want me to take? The glasses?
No, I'll take the glasses.
The plates?
No, can you bring the knives and the forks?
Okay.
That is the end of part 4. Now look at part 5. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Jill talking to her mother about her brother's birthday. What present will each person give him?
Mum, what's everybody getting Jim for his birthday?
Well, I'm going to give him some shoes. He needs new ones for school.
School shoes? I'm not sure he'll like that present.
He will when he sees his present from Grandma. She's bought him socks.
She always buys him socks. And me.
Your father has got him a model plane, the one which he liked in that shop in town.
Yes.
And Uncle Frank has got him a model car from the same place.
He'll love those presents.
Aunt Jane can't think of anything, so she's going to give him money.
That's a good present.
And your cousin, Katie, has bought him a book about space.
Okay. He's got a lot of books about space, but...
So, what are you going to get him, Alice?
I have no idea.
Now, listen again.
Mum, what's everybody getting Jim for his birthday?
Well, I'm going to give him some shoes. He needs new ones for school.
School shoes? I'm not sure he'll like that present.
He will when he sees his present from Grandma. She's bought him socks.
She always buys him socks. And me.
Your father has got him a model plane, the one which he liked in that shop in town.
Yes.
And Uncle Frank has got him a model car from the same place.
He'll love those presents.
Aunt Jane can't think of anything, so she's going to give him money.
That's a good present.
And your cousin, Katie, has bought him a book about space.
Okay. He's got a lot of books about space, but...
So, what are you going to get him, Alice?
I have no idea.
That is the end of part 5. That is the end of the test.